Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Pete Ross. The price of oil hits $120 a barrel, its highest price in 4 years.
What triggered this was some reporting from well-connected sources that the Trump administration is talking about their blockade on Iran would last for months.
There have been heated exchanges in the US Congress as it's revealed the war in Iran has cost $25 billion so far.
So they haven't broken yet. Okay, we haven't gotten there yet for all of the...
Well, their nuclear facilities have been obliterated.
Tech billionaire Elon Musk has accused defense lawyers of asking him trick questions on the third day of his lawsuit against OpenAI. And...
It was extremely exciting. I mean, I think everyone who works in this field dreams of finding a new bit of old English.
A rare copy of a 7th century English poem turns up in a library in Rome. That's all coming up after this news bulletin.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. Oil prices are surging relentlessly, touching their highest point since the US and Israeli war against Iran began at the end of February. The benchmark Brent crude briefly crossed $120 a barrel amid concerns about how long the conflict will last. Here's our business reporter, Jonathan Josephs.
President Trump met a group of energy executives, including Chevron CEO Mike Wirth, at the White House yesterday. Discussions included what steps could be taken to minimize the impact of higher oil prices on American consumers if the current U.S. blockade on Iran continued for months. A White House official described the meeting as being part of the president's regular meetings with energy industry leaders. However, reports from Washington say the president has instructed aides to prepare for an extended blockade of Iran.
The U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has defended his department's conduct of the war against Iran in a combative appearance before the House Armed Services Committee. He said the cost so far, put at $25 billion, was worth it to stop Iran getting a nuclear bomb.
Lest I remind you, and my generation understands, how long we were in Iraq, how long we were in Afghanistan, how long we were in Vietnam, 2 months in on an existential fight for the safety of the American people, Iran cannot have a nuclear bomb. We are proud of this undertaking. I am proud that President Trump has had the courage to do it, and I look forward to sharing more about what our troops have accomplished.
The chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, who has faced down sharp criticism from President Trump, has said he will remain on the Fed's Board of Governors even after his term as chairman ends. Mr. Powell told reporters he would hand over the chairmanship to Kevin Warsh next month and maintain a low profile as a governor. But this will be the first time since 1948 that the outgoing chairman would be keeping his place on the board. The U.S. Justice Department says it has charged the serving governor of Mexico's Sinaloa state for allegedly conspiring with leaders of the Sinaloa cartel to traffic massive quantities of narcotics, as well as Ruben Rocha Moya. 9 other current and former Mexican officials have also been indicted. Our Mexico correspondent Will Grant has this report.
Ruben Rocha Moya, who is the governor of the state of Sinaloa, is accused by Washington of having ties to the notorious Sinaloa cartel and has been indicted over allegedly abusing his position as governor to protect one faction of the cartel known as Los Chapitos. However, the Mexican Foreign Ministry said that the documents received from the U.S. Embassy lack the necessary evidence, or, as the statement put it, do not include the elements of proof against those whose arrest and eventual extradition was being requested.
Will Grant with that report. This is the world news from the BBC. President Trump says he has told the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel should only take surgical military action in Lebanon and avoid a full resumption of the war. In a telephone interview with the news website Axios, Mr. Trump said he asked Mr. Netanyahu not to bomb buildings into rubble, as it was too terrible and made Israel look bad, as he put it. Prosecutors in Los Angeles have told a court that they have evidence that TikTok singer David stabbed a 14-year-old girl to death and tried to cover up the crime. From Los Angeles, Reagan Morris reports.
Prosecutors say TikTok star David Anthony Burke used Amazon to buy 2 chainsaws, an inflatable pool, and a body bag. And they say they have evidence that the singer stabbed 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez before dismembering her body. Prosecutors also claim David knew Celeste was underage. They said David took Celeste to his home in the Hollywood Hills and traveled with her to Las Vegas and Texas and even to London, and that their text messages prove their relationship was sexual.
The Kenyan athlete Sebastian Sawe has returned home after becoming the first person to run a marathon in under 2 hours in competitive race conditions. He made sporting history in London last Sunday with his milestone. There were chaotic scenes at Nairobi Airport as government and sports officials welcomed Sawe back to Kenya, where his incredible achievement is being celebrated. His parents were also present to greet him after driving 6 hours from Western Kenya. The Spanish pop star Rosalia is to receive a major British honour next month at next month's Ivor Novello Songwriting Awards. The 33-year-old will be named International Writer of the Year. Hailing from Barcelona, Rosalia is a former flamenco student whose fourth album, Lux, combines classical music with pop. BBC World News.